This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Andrew is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he's getting ghosted by Kylie. He has no idea why, so in a minute, we're going to call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him. But first, how long has it been since you heard from Kylie, Andrew?
Yeah, it's been a little while. But I don't know. I'm kind of sad. That, you know, she's not calling me back. I don't know. I thought we had like a really, really good time, and this girl's gonna be like a child and just like straight up ghost me, you know. I'm gonna have to call her out on the show, you know.
Okay. he's ready to do this. Don't ghost on Andrew. Well, why don't we back up to before you got ghosted and tell us about what your date was like with Kylie?
We went to dinner first. Dinner was pretty good, and we played a mini golf afterwards, and then we played, you know, some arcade games.
What did you guys like talk about and stuff?
You know, we just talked about life and you know, and past relationships and stuff. And yeah, it just, I don't know. I really don't know what happened. I think it might be like something like, I don't know if I'm like too good for her, or maybe, I don't know. I was a little bit too competitive on the games or something. Okay. I'm not sure. Like, I think I was a little overly competitive when we were playing games, but I don't think so.
So you said that you want to call her out for ghosting you, but do you want a second date too, or you just want to call her out for ghosting you?
I kind of both, but you know, I'm kind of mad. I'm pretty sad that she doesn't want to, she's ghosting me, you know? Like, I don't know what happened. Like, it shouldn't, I think she's just being a child right now, to be honest.
Well, what if something, like, what if she has a legit reason, Andrew? Like, what if, I don't know, she lost her phone or she hasn't been feeling well? You know, I mean, yeah. we don't know what happened yet.
Maybe, you could be right, but I don't know why exactly that she would, I doubt it's her phone. I think she's like, you know, just being childish and not being an adult and just not responding to me.
What was the last thing that she said to you? Like, how did everything end with her?
Well, I wanted to play, you know, golf, and she kind of like seemed less interested the more we kept playing. I don't know. Maybe she just didn't like the game we were playing, or like she was tired. But I wanted to keep playing, and she had zero interest.
Did she say something to you at that point? Like, what was the last thing she said to you? Like, I just don't want to play golf?
Yeah. It's just like, yeah, I'm good, you know? And I'm just like, okay, why? Like, we're having fun.
That doesn't sound like a good sign, Andrew.
Yeah.
It sounds like she wasn't really having a good time.
Well, at least she could, like, tell me that, hey, I wasn't, at least, you know, when I called her to like, hang out, at least say, hey, I wasn't having a good time. That just straight up ghosts me.
Could have been she just didn't want to play golf.
Well, I mean, who doesn't like playing golf?
I mean, some people, I guess.
Okay, we'll see what she says.
Yeah, we'll see what she says. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you and maybe get you another date if you still want one with your first date follow-up coming up next, okay?
Okay.
Play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up right after this.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
If you're just joining us for today's first date follow-up, Andrew is on the phone and he's getting ghosted by Kylie. So we're about to call her, see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him and maybe get him another date if he still wants one. But before we do that, Andrew, why don't you refresh everybody's memory about your date with Kylie?
Yeah, I went out with Kylie. We had dinner. We went to play some mini golf. We went to play some arcade games. Things were going good. And yeah, now I haven't heard from her. And I just think, I tried to contact her to, you know, see how things are going, and she didn't respond. So she's being childish, in my opinion.
Okay. Hmm. Ready for us to call her and ask her straight up why she's ghosting you?
Yeah, for sure.
Here we go, man. Hi, may I speak to Kylie, please?
Yeah, this is her.
Hi, Kylie. How are you? My name is Jubal, and this is a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Yeah, Kylie. Hi, the show's here, too. My name is Nina.
Hi, guys.
Hi, and I'm Victoria. Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm really good, but surprised you're calling me. I love you guys. What's up?
Oh, sweet.
Aww. Thank you.
Not much. We're chilling. We wanted to call you because somebody emailed us about you.
What? About what?
Well, it's somebody that you went on a date with.
Is this the first date follow-up?
Yes, it is. We got an email about you from somebody that you're ghosting, and they want to know why you're ghosting them. Do you want to take a guess at who it is?
Okay. I'm not really ghosting, but you probably are talking about Andrew.
Yes.
Correct. So what does not really ghosting mean?
Okay. So let me just recap our date for you. He was a complete child the entire date. He's the type of dude that's got to win at everything. We went to one of those like arcade / mini golf type of activities. Mm-hmm. And by the third hole, he was whining, like not teasing whining, but like genuinely whining that I was beating him. And like, I was like, okay, so this guy is one of those guys that needs a woman to be lesser than to feel like a man. Mm. Forget it. I just started missing every hole, became super disinterested. And by the end of the night, I told him, like, I'm not into this because you are like a child. And the fact that he's still messaging me is on him. I don't need to respond because I'm done. And I'm sure he's listening because I know how these work. I listen all the time. So, Andrew, if you're listening, listen, no hard feelings, but I'm just not interested. You already know that. So just stop messaging me.
You are like, wow, I can't believe what you're saying. It's like so untrue. And like, you're telling everyone that you're pretty much just a sore loser and You don't know how to, no. how to take a loss, and this is how you Listen. React to taking a loss.
Uh-huh, sure. So the issue is not that I lost. It's that I had to pretend to lose because you have such a fragile ego.
Or you just don't know how to have fun and just lose well. So you just don't know how to have fun. Just admit you lost, and that's it. We were having fun.
We were having fun.
Okay, I'm sure. All right. Sounds good, Andrew. We'll just leave that story in your head if you can just move on.
I want my lava lamp back, by the way, that I won you, okay? I want my lava lamp back.
No, what? Too bad. That $3.99 or whatever it's worth, I gave it to my little baby brother. If you want it, you'll have to fight the kid for it.
Wow.
That was way more than $3.99. That was 10,000 tickets, okay?
Those tickets are okay, fine. Listen, I love the Jubal Show. You guys are awesome, but I'm done. I'm out. Bye.
Wow.
Oh.
So you guys can hear him, like, how childish is it to argue over tickets? Like, he wants something back that he gave me that I already gave to my little brother. It's so childish. Like, grow up. You are supposed to be a man.
Lava lamps are
You're
cool,
just
though.
Mad you can't get the high score, and I give you all those tickets. You can't get any tickets yourself. I get the high scores, and you don't, you lose. You need to accept your loser and have some fun and get some tickets.
Call her a loser.
Yes, okay. Heard. I'm a loser. Keeping the lava lamps.
As long as you admit it, that just admit you lost. You're just mad because I'm one more than you, and you gave away the lava lamp because you're jealous of my victories.
What?
You're right, dude. Listen, I'm so jealous, and I lost all the games, but I'm gonna win at life because I don't have you in my life anymore.
Andrew, are you for real? Like, or are you joking around?
No, she lost. Like, she doesn't know how to have fun.
Okay.
Like, we were having a lot of fun, and she just ruined it.
Yeah, I don't know how to have fun. That's why you're begging me for a second date. Makes a lot of sense.
We need popcorn for this one.
Well, I don't want to hang out with a loser anyway. I like hanging out with winners.
Okay, well, let me just ask the question. I know the answer. Would you like to go out with Andrew again, Kylie? We'll pay for it.
Definitely not.
Could have been a sequel.
Andrew, I'm sorry, man. No second date there.
Yeah, I definitely don't want one, but if any winners want to play with me, well, I'm at every single Wednesday, and if someone wants to play skee-ball with me, let me know.
Okay. Hopefully you get some people showing up to play skee-ball, and Kylie,
good luck.
Good luck with everything.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Have a great day.
Enjoy the lava lamp.
Yeah.
Jubal's first date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.